All right. So, girl, if I'm not mistaken, we got a couple dating questions, right?
We did.
So let's talk about it. So, to be clear, just to lay it out there, I have not dated since 2001. So I
really?
Yes. I mean, I date my husband, right?
Okay.
But I am a dinosaur when it comes to this. So literally, I'm going to be leaning on you.
Okay.
Because okay. I'll chime in, but I am no expert at this at all.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and you, obviously.
Well, I dated a lot. I dated in my 20s.
Wrote a whole book.
I wrote a book.
You bomb.
10 dates later.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a book.
Bomb book. Go get it.
And then I got married. I got divorced. And I dated again.
Mm.
So I've dated in my 20s and my 30s. So
you're absolutely the person to talk about it.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the question? Let's get into it.
This is the first one. I have a friend who has been dating a guy for 6 months. She seems to be getting serious about him, but it doesn't seem to be mutual.
Mm.
What can I do or say if I feel she deserves more, but I don't want to butt in or overstep by telling her that?
So I got a question.
Okay.
6 months. Wouldn't the age, I don't know the age of this young lady,
right.
But like, but since the age would, I guess, contribute to like, is 6 months a long time to be dating?
If I had to guess, based, because I remember the person who sent this in, I would say somewhere between like, let's say 35 and like 42.
So 6 months is a long time.
You think 6 months is a long time?
I mean, at this age, if I'm dating you consistently and it's, that's a,
okay.
So I don't know. I mean, what's your thoughts on it? Like, as far as it, what do you say? Do you say anything? Because the question is,
if she doesn't want to butt in or overstep. Well, I think a lot of this has to deal with their relationship.
The friends.
Yeah. Like, you know, you have different relationships, different boundaries with certain friends.
Right.
You know how certain friends will receive things, who will be open to hearing something like that. So I think you really have to determine how comfortable you are with taking something like that to her, right?
Yeah.
And another thing is, like, if this person, let's say the person that wrote in is married.
I was about to ask that. Does that change anything?
Yeah, because it can come across like, well, you already got what you want.
So don't try to stop me.
So don't stop me from
or butt in, right?
But if they're friends, right? If this is a good friend, and I trust you.
Uh-huh.
When I was single and you were married, I would have trusted your advice for me.
Right.
Because that's the level of our friendship. And I trust what you're saying. So I think that's the first thing. I think secondly, I think if she's going to present something to her friend, then she needs to have like examples. She needs to be able to say, I feel this way. Because, and give specific, it can't just be.
And what does mutual, like, what do you say? It doesn't seem like he is on the same page as her. What does that look like?
I think, well, I would assume it means she knows that her friend is getting very serious about this person. And maybe the guy is hesitant. Maybe there have been conversations that.
Well, she must have shared with her
friend.
Yeah,
like, you
sure.
know, I think I want to be exclusive with him.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, maybe a discussion of, I don't know if like moving into, like whatever. Maybe something has come up and he seems a bit hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
And for those reasons, she's concerned. So like I said, I would, if I was really bothered by it, I would say something, but I would definitely have examples to really clearly lay out, like, this is why I feel this way. I wouldn't go to her and say, I just have a feeling.
Because you gotta have.
That doesn't mean anything.
That don't mean. And so with you now being married and also, you know, being single more recent than I have,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're coming at your friend from a married perspective, let's say you're married, are you giving her the same advice as you would as if you're single? That doesn't weigh on anything. Because I'm only asking because as someone who's been married for a long time, I don't know if 6 months was enough
mm-hmm.
for me to really see if this person is marriage material. It's a long time dating after 35 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as being married, it's hard to really dictate that because maybe they just don't see, you know what I mean? Maybe it's just not seeing.
Well, I don't think she didn't say anything about marriage. It just seems like her friend wants to take it to the next level.
what's the next level? When, I mean, I don't know, 30, and again, I said it in the beginning, I have no idea if I'm dating.
But you go through the stages. I don't think.
You don't skip to just engage. You.
No, I'm not.
It has to be exclusive, but do you call it, okay.
Go through, like, we're talking, we're dating, we're exclusive.
Exclusive. So are they exclusive? I don't have the question. Are they exclusive for 6 months or are they just in a date?
Bro, you know I didn't read that. I don't know.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm just, because it's hard to really, the friend should say something or not because.
You know what? You're right. And let me say thank you to everyone who sent in questions. We do appreciate it, but I probably should have asked for more details.
No, but it's a great question. And a lot of times when you get ready to challenge a friend, you have to be mindful, like, is it worthy of me challenging it, right?
But is it worthy of being challenged? Also, is this a safe place?
Is it a safe place?
I think that's the most important part. Yeah. Because you can't, you know who you're dealing with. You know you have friends that you can go to and say, look, I'm coming to you as a sister. I love you.
Right.
I think you deserve more. I don't like the way that he does X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And then you know you have friends who will maybe sometimes just not receive that.
Not receive it.
So... good luck. I hope.
Yes,
I hope
we want more questions.
More questions, and I want follow up if you do decide to confront your friend. Let us know how
absolutely.
That goes.
And we're going to drop an email in this podcast for you to send us in some questions that you have regarding dating or just anything. So if you want to hear about it on the podcast, right here.
Okay, this is a good one.
Okay,
would you tell your friend if you saw her boyfriend or husband out cheating?
Jeez, I don't know what's the right answer. Truthfully, I honestly need to see if you, two questions.
Okay.
If they're married, I'm not trying to break up a marriage unless I know that I know. I'm not trying to break up anything unless I know that I know, right?
Uh-huh.
So if I walk in and I see a guy, my friend's boyfriend or husband,
mm-hmm.
with another woman,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to first let my presence be known. Can we agree on that? Like, hey, I see you. We see each other,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I'm going to see how he reacts, right? Like, if he is, oh, this is my coworker, whoop, whoop, whoop. Then I feel more comfortable. Like, oh, I seen so-and-so with his coworker. I used to be team mind your business.
I did.
I used to be like, my husband has trained me that way to just mind my business. But I have a loyalty to my friend to let them know that I've seen them. And I would need to see, like, for sure that I know this is cheating.
Yeah.
Not just like a...
Yeah, I think that's the first thing. If you see him out with another woman, we can't just automatically assume that they're cheating. Could be a coworker. It could be a family member, right?
It depends on the rest of
the
world.
So you have to...
Yeah.
You have to kind of, like, gauge the situation first.
Right, right.
For me... I would say my answer has changed so much versus, like, if you asked me this question when I was, like, in my 20s.
What would you have said in your 20s?
In my 20s, no. I would not. I don't think I would say anything.
I feel somewhat like that.
For a number of reasons. I think, one, probably out of fear of, like, messing up that friendship.
The friendship, yeah.
Right? So, like, again, this kind of goes back to the last question. You have to know your friend. You have to know that dynamic. And so I think in our 20s, and I cannot speak for everyone, I feel like as you get older, you do appreciate friendships more. You learn the value of, like, a good girlfriend. And you go through some things, mm-hmm. and some people show up for you. And so I feel like in your 20s, unfortunately, because
we didn't know any better.
You didn't know any better. And I think, and I can only speak for myself, like, just wanting to be married so bad.
Oh.
That was the goal. Like, that was, you go to school, you get your degree, and you come right out and you get married, right? And so that was the path that I wanted. It wasn't going that way. And so I just think, like, I had such a desire to be married. I'm not sure that, even if it was the other way around, that I would have been able to receive it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
so yeah. I think in my 20s, definitely, I would have, like, and there's just so many layers to it, right? But I think in my 40s, for sure, I would do the same thing. I would make my presence known.
Yeah.
I would wait, though. Like, I would have to sit back and watch as soon as I see, like, a kiss or something.
A kiss is on. You got to bring out the phones and, like,
oh my God, where's Stacey?
Yeah.
Is she in the bathroom?
Where is she? And does she know you kissing? You guys are kissing?
And I would tell him, like, you have 20, I would probably take a picture.
Yeah.
You have 24 hours.
And nine times out of 10, the girl knows about Stacey. She knows that there is a Stacey.
Yeah.
Which can make it even.
Even more awkward. Even more awkward. Because you don't want to embarrass your friend.
You don't want to embarrass your friend. But would you want to know? I can answer it for, I have a lot, and everybody does, have mm-hmm. a lot to lose. I'm going to be completely transparent to all my girlfriends. I don't know if I want to know.
You don't want us to tell
I
you?
I don't know. Because I always think about, and I've always been this way. Okay. I always think about, like, the next. You got what I'm saying? Like, if I find out, now I have to, like, we're moving. Because I'm not, and this is me being straight up, I'm not one of the ones that can stick around. I know that. Like, because I'm not, it's going to be difficult for me to trust you again.
To move forward.
It's going to be difficult for me to move forward. It's just okay. going to cost so I know once I know, like, we moving.
We moving.
Out of the house. The kids.
Everyone? Just you.
Me and the kids.
You and the kids are moving out. Okay.
It's a whole, so I'm thinking about the aftermath, right? And okay. it's like, I don't know. I'm not saying that I want to be stupid. Please don't take it that way.
Okay.
I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure if I would want to know. I don't know. It's a very tough situation because I've been in a relationship for so long. He's all I've known.
Okay.
Since I was 18.
How would you feel about that friend?
That told me?
Yeah.
To your point, it depends on the friendship. Like, if I know there are certain friends like you, mm-hmm. I know if you came to me, mm-hmm. you have weighed out everything. Mm-hmm. You have calculated the now Tasha's gonna move. Her kids are gonna be gone.
I've got to find her some movers.
I know you have calculated all of that, and I know that you would have checked the situation to confirm that you know that right. you know. I know okay. that you would have went on a bounty hunt to find out who this young lady is. Mm-hmm. So if you
and
came to
her
me,
credit score.
And here's her credit score. Here's where she lives. Let me know if we need to have. So I know that. So I would take it like, okay, this is face value. But then I also, as the friend, I want you to be whether I go left or right, mm-hmm. which I'm telling you more than likely I'm out of there. Okay. But whether I go left or right, like how does the friendship continue, knowing that let's say I stay
right
now, like are you judging me? Mm-hmm. You got what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's such a tough
yeah
place to be in.
It
so
is.
Do you want to know? Like should I tell you? Do you want to know?
Yes, immediately.
Easy.
Call me from there so I can drive.
And are you out? You don't know.
So I don't know. But what I will say is, like, as far as our friendship goes, at 40, I can have that conversation with you and say, listen.
Yeah.
I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know.
I'm tired.
I don't want this to be awkward with us. I still
Absolutely.
Want you to come
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't want this to affect. I appreciate you for telling me you did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think necessarily telling your friend is it's not always the nail in the coffin for the relationship. And it doesn't have to be
if you're mature. Now when you're young, to your point, like
I meant it doesn't have to be the nail in the coffin for my marriage.
Oh, it doesn't have to be.
You know what I mean?
Because it's levels. There's certain, like, I'm not saying there's levels of cheating. I think I tried to say that before and that sounds ridiculous. No. Cheating is cheating. Okay. Just whatever. But I think there's a cheating where you're not surprised. Right, you probably had it. You already knew that they were cheating, so it hurts. But when someone tells you, you're not like oh my gosh, right? Like you still have to handle it because now it's out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think there's also like you had the no idea, like that's a different level of devastation, in my opinion.
There's also the piece of if you see my husband out, that means he is out and about. Gallivanting,
and I'm probably home with these kids.
Like he don't have this sense. So now you embarrass me.
Now you embarrass me.
And that is
me.
Something that I've heard a lot of women say.
Don't embarrass.
Do
me.
Not embarrass. I don't want you to cheat. Nobody is saying.
Nobody
cheat.
Wants anybody to
what
cheat. Let's be clear.
Don't want you to do.
So our husbands don't think this is. Don't yeah, play with us. This not
this,
what we
this
want.
Is the one episode they watch. Like, you said you weren't leaving.
Yeah. No. But it's such a good topic because again.
Yeah.
If I see you out in these streets,
mm-hmm.
you're embarrassing me.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. It's a problem in general, but now you're being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just don't care.
Yeah.
We got to get a guy on here because I'm interested to know.
That would probably make me so mad.
If a guy saw his homeboy's wife.
Oh, they would tell immediately.
You think so?
Oh, my God. They would tell immediately.
I need to know. We need to make a poll about this. We need the guys to chime in. If the guys aren't listening, we need females who got male friends.
Because I think it definitely changes. And it's funny how women, we immediately start to think of the heart of our friend. Like, I don't want to break her heart. Yep. I don't want to hurt her. I don't want to embarrass her. Mm-hmm. All these things. Mm-hmm. Girl, these men will call with you at the restaurant.
Like, guess what? You think so? Hold on,
Lillian want to talk to you.
Yeah. I always thought guys were in the mind frame of just mind your business.
I don't think so.
Oh, I got to know. We're going to have to do a poll because I'm very interested to know, like, Would y'all tell? Would y'all call your homeboy and be like, I see your girl out here with so-and-so? Mm. Are they approaching the table like we would?
I think so.
You do?
I do.
Wow. I got to find out. That's a good question, though.
Yeah.
Good poll. All right. So let me ask you some more questions since we're both married, right?
Okay.
So I want to know specifically what did dating look like. We'll get into your single life because your book tells about that. Okay. But I want to know, like, dating now in your marriage, how does that look? Like, are you scheduling a date? Is he scheduling dates? Are you dating as often? Like,
well, I think once you're married, you just have to make time. It just has to become a priority.
How do you do that? Teach me, please.
How do you make time?
Yes. It's the way so you make tough.
Time for everything. Like, it just has to be a priority.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you have to, and dating could look different. It doesn't necessarily have to be
fancy, us
getting dressed up and going to a fancy restaurant. Dating in the marriage could be us just putting the kids to bed early and having movie night.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just sneaking to get some ice cream while the kids are at soccer practice. Like, you just kind of figure out just to kind of still have those, like, intimate moments together.
See, for me, since I dated when I was... I mean, me and my husband dated when we were young, and it wasn't really considered dating because we were, like, legit broke in college. Like, we're Ruby Tuesday and it up. Mm, you understand? Nice. Like, so I think we have learned, because we grew up together, we've learned how to date.
Okay.
But I think that as you get kids and as life gets super busy, I do think it's something that I want to do more consistently because we didn't really have the era of dating, he or I, because we didn't really get to do the dating game. We really just... met, fell in love, and that was that. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see, like, if we could find ways to kind of act like we're in our 30s and date. You know what I mean? But, like, not, but really
act
be
like
40
you're in
your
30s. That was, like, 3 months ago.
I mean, I'm 41. So I know you fresh 40, but I'm 41. I feel like I'm closer to 50.
Okay.
I feel like I can see it, the mountain. But are you the initiator? Are you initiating the dates? Or do you, like, is it random? Do you have scheduled dates? Like,
yeah, for me, yes. Okay. I definitely have to plan it. My husband is, like...
not a planner.
Yeah, he's not a planner.
What's up with that?
He's not a planner. He's very chill, very laid back, and...
guys are like that, yeah.
I think... well, yeah, I'm definitely the planner. He knows the kinds of things that I like. So, like, we both love comedy shows.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe his idea of planning is when he just sends me the, like, Ticketmaster link. So that,
like,
I know
here you go.
A particular
maybe we can
comedian
go do this. Yeah.
Is coming to town. I'm like, oh, okay, you know. Yeah. But has he ever, like, planned a whole? No.
Yeah, that's
right. I don't think so.
Yeah. My husband is very anti. Like, we're completely different. I'm an extrovert. He's an introvert. Mm. So even going out is like, why would we do?
Okay.
I want a steak. We can make a steak in the house. You know, like, that's, so it's always the battle of, like, I know if you plan it, we're going to be home in the basement. So I have to plan. So I think marriage dating is completely different. But I want to give a second and talk about the single. Our single girlies out here, right?
Okay.
Because you got this book.
Mm-hmm.
You are the expert, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you dated in your 30s, right?
I did.
20s, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a couple questions that I'm going to ask because I'm asking because I literally don't know.
Okay, let me hear.
And people probably want to know. So first question I have is, what topics do you believe is off, like, you cannot talk about on the first date? Are there any topics that you, and are those topics, I got a second question, are those topics different in your 30s than your 40s, right? Like, what can you, what topics are, what we talking about on these,
like,
first dates?
Off the table because it's inappropriate or just it's too
maybe
soon?
Maybe too soon, maybe too much. I don't know.
What would I say is just like completely off the table for a first date? Probably like past sexual.
Past relationships in general or just sexual?
I mean, and I don't even know. I don't think people at our age ask the question like, how many
I know, that's right. Like in your 30s, like how many people have you slept with? Really? That's a get up. For me, it's very short numbered. But I'm saying like if I was in my, let's say I wasn't married.
Okay.
And somebody asked me that, that's right. A turn off. Like, why would you ask
why
me that?
Why would you even want to know?
Yeah. What about finances? Are we talking about that on the first date? And yeah, how are we,
I mean, the first date is light. No, okay. First date is light. We're talking about hobby. First of all, most people don't even tell the truth on the first date. You're really presenting, you know, like you're trying to present yourself to this person in the best way possible. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I don't have any like, ooh. I'm really chill. I'm really laid back. Like, I'm not even looking for anything. Like, I don't even want anything serious.
But and do you like, prefer, oh, we need a guy. Would you prefer that the woman be real? Like, listen, I got this much debt. This is what I'm looking for.
No.
Or the guy to be real on the first
date? On the first date?
Like, I'm just, okay, let's, are we playing at 40? I'm just curious. Like, I'm saying,
okay,
like,
wait, okay.
Let's go back. Let's go back. On the first date, and you're 35. And let's just say 35. You're 35 first. Okay. So
no, I do not want this man to tell me how much credit card debt he's in.
It's not gonna
and I don't
want
to tell him.
Do you want him to put on like he has no debt either? Because you just said like a lot of times people are like put it on and lying.
I just think the first date should be just light.
Okay.
Can we enjoy? Get along.
Can we have a conversation?
Yeah, can we have a conversation? Can we enjoy each other's company over dinner? Like, you know, even if you want to examine like proper etiquette. Like, how he interacts with the waitstaff. Is he rude? Is he complimentary? Like, those sorts of things. Okay. I think that's, like, base level. First date kind of stuff.
And the place you're going. Like, does it have to be...
I remember going out with a guy once. I feel like on the first date, and he told me that he was having stool issues. Like, I'm saying. I remember him telling me that he needed more fiber in his diet. Like, and I remember being like,
sir,
this is not...
You know what? But at 40, I'd be like, okay, so what you need is a little bit relax. I've had this issue. No, I went to my doctor, 40, and this is what we talked about,
at
right?
40 ladies.
It's a little different when you're 40.
At 22, I was like, ew.
First of all, sir, at 22, God, at 22, you were still able to hold yourself for like a weekend. Like, oh, I'm going to Virginia Beach. We're going to be good. I won't poop until Monday. Try it now. Try it now. Like, what are you doing and why? I dare you to try it this weekend.
Yeah, so there are definitely some conversations that just like, and I think that's proper. Like, let's get back into a space of like, not oversharing. You don't even know this person and you need to like learn to trust. Can you even tell this? Why would you want to tell somebody how much credit card debt you in on the first day? You don't even know if you want to talk to them next week.
This is the reason why I don't tell him if you see my husband cheating. I don't want to, like, I wouldn't even know how to act on a first date. I would be saying too much.
You would be the one up there talking about mirror lab.
I would. Have you tried this? I would walk out. The date was great. It went fantastic. I gave him a couple of vitamins.
And he would be on the phone like, that's nasty.
I'm just saying. Oh, my gosh. But, okay. So, moving forward, now you are 40.
40.
Mm-hmm. And let's just imagine. I'm putting myself in this space, too, right?
Okay.
You're on a date. You obviously don't want any more kids. Well, I'm not going to say obviously. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you get to 40, you may not want more kids. You may already have kids. He has kids. What are you talking about? Are you talking about your kids? Is it a turn off when they talk about the kids the whole time?
No, I think you can discuss that. Like, your sort of like your wants.
Yeah, because I got friends that don't like that.
Because I feel like, how old was I when I started dating again? I was like 35 when I started dating again.
Okay.
And I was very open and honest. Like, I do want to have kids.
Yeah.
I was very iffy about getting married again. I was like, I'm not sure if I want to.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, I do not want to get married again. I was like, but I do want to have a baby. Mm-hmm. And I shared that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I shared it early on, too. Like, just so we were on the same page.
Yeah.
And,
but my friends that are in their 40s that are dating, they say that the conversation, like, if they don't have kids and the other person does, like, a lot of conversations, we're just talking about kids the whole time. Or even if they both have kids, mm-hmm. like, what are we talking about in our 40s? There needs to be, like, guidance. Because, again, that's all I talk about.
Is your kids.
What you do today? Well, first, yeah. you know what I mean? So, what, you, how do you...
But you still have a life.
You do.
Outside of your...
You do, I don't. I see you. No, I'm just kidding. Like, yeah, I do. I do.
Your hobby.
Yeah.
You can talk up. I mean, your shows. What are you watching on TV? What do you like to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like, just heard it's so hard out here. So I just feel like maybe you being a dating expert, I'm going to keep throwing that title out there because you are the dating expert.
It's such a stretch.
Just what? I don't know. What kind of.
But you're right. Dating at 40 versus dating at 20 is so different. And. While there are conversations that I feel like are not appropriate, but I do feel like you do, like, I think at 40, you probably are a little bit more straightforward about what you want,
yeah.
what you're looking for, especially if you don't have children. And, like, that's something that you want to,
for sure, yeah,
you know, explore. Like, I think that's something that you would probably want to.
Can we talk about some spontaneous red flags off the top of your head? Just what would be a red flag if you're dating at 40 and you get out on a date? Any red flags that you, like, based on my experience, you should probably...
You know what? Bad-mouthing their, like, baby mother
okay.
or, like...
That's good.
You know? Because I think at 40, I would hope that you are all in a good space. And that's, like, wishful thinking. But even if you aren't... I would hope to be with someone who would be like, I mean, we don't really get along, but she's doing her best. I'm doing her best. I wouldn't be comfortable with somebody like,
mm-hmm,
you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't, that would probably turn me off.
What if they don't have a house?
At 40?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they living? They have an apartment?
Let's say they have an apartment. Could
That's fine.
Okay. What if they live with their mom?
Hmm. Why?
I'm just asking. Is it an automatic, like, bro, why are you living with your mom? Or do you ask more questions?
Well, I think, yeah, I'm asking more questions.
Because she could be ill.
She's elderly.
Yeah.
If he's like, well, I ain't there wanted, like, ugh. I remember just in the second phase of me dating, I went out with a guy who told me he had never been on an airplane. Hmm. And I was like,
Why?
And I cannot remember what his reasoning was. It was, it wasn't like a fear of flying or anything like that. But yeah, there are some things at 40 that I would have hoped you've already experienced. The house thing, you have to explain.
Yeah.
And when you say it, like, as soon as you say it, well, I stay at home with my mom.
It comes off like,
You need to immediately follow that up with something.
I had this conversation with a good girlfriend of mine. We were just going back and forth. And obviously I was challenging because I'm like, listen, if I get a divorce today,
mm-hmm.
right? God forbid, I'm moving back home with my mother.
Okay.
Me and all three of my kids. The first place I'm going.
Okay.
If I'm not staying at my house, right? Because I'm thinking it's just a different day and time. It's expensive.
Everything is expensive.
Yeah, and there's
got to be some sort of reasoning behind it.
Has to be.
But then there are some women who are like, that doesn't really matter to me. I have a house. And vice versa for a man. Like, would a man be thrown off by that if he met a woman and she was like, you know, I stay at home?
I wonder with that. What about a roommate? Can we have a roommate? I would.
At
41. If I'm out here, if I'm single right now and mm-hmm. I'm 41 and I have a house or whatever, like I thank God for marriage, for the marriage part, but also the partnership.
Yeah.
The split, right? Like it's expensive.
Everything is expensive.
Do we have grace for that?
If you're being completely like honest, things have shifted so much with the housing market in the last like 10, 15 years. So honestly, if you didn't like buy a house
back then,
7, 8 years
ago, you out here like
right now was not the most ideal time. So yeah, if he was like, well, I was planning to move and then the interest rate skyrocketed, it just didn't make sense financially.
But he got to explain all that to you.
You can't just say like, yeah, I'm at home with Sarah Ann.
Got you. No, that's fair. That's fair. And obviously at 40, if they have kids, that's fine. But if they don't, is that a red flag? Mm-mm. Okay.
No, that's not a red flag. I mean, because there are a myriad of reasons
why someone
might not have children.
Okay.
Yeah. That wouldn't bother me.
Are you talking religion on the first date? Mm. Are you trying to figure out, like...
Well, that depends on how important religion is to you.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like, if you are a sanctified saint and you want a Christian, and you should let that be known that that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's obviously going to come up if you guys continue...
If you were single right now, and I'm going to answer this question right now, right? Okay. I'm going to answer it too based on my little knowledge of dating.
Okay.
And someone was interested in you.
Okay.
Okay. Two questions. The first one, how would they gain your attention? Let's say they see you on Instagram. Is DM appropriate or is DM frowned upon?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's appropriate because that's such a, everyone is on social media. You know what I mean? So,
and what's the difference, in your opinion, on a thirsty DM and I'm interested DM?
I don't know. How do you feel about when people like a bunch of your pictures?
That is thirsty.
You think so?
That has happened to me. I shouldn't have sent a screenshot because I usually keep my page private because I think people are wild. And so, for the sake of this beautiful podcast, let me just come off private.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the next day, some creep was like, pictures from like...
But if you were single.
If I was single.
You wouldn't find that, you wouldn't be flattered by that?
I don't know. I think you would have been better off coming at me in my DM saying, hey, I saw your pictures. I think you're beautiful.
I think this is always contingent on who the person is. If it's somebody that's handsome, somebody you like, somebody fly, somebody, you know what I mean? Like, you would be like, girl, he liked all my pictures. And if it was somebody that you didn't, you'd be like, why would he like all my pictures all the way back there? I don't like that. I think that's what the difference is. I really do.
Maybe. I'm always like, delete so quick. I don't even see what, you know, I wouldn't even see. I got to take it out of the fact that I'm married. From a single perspective, maybe. Maybe that would be flattering. Mm-hmm. It's creepy to me.
Really?
Because it's like, this is what you did. You couldn't just say, hey, how you doing? You know what I mean?
Letting you know without...
Letting me know.
Yeah. The message is kind of later. He just kind of wants to test the waters. Maybe he wants to see what your reaction is going to be, right?
What is an appropriate reaction, though? If you're on Instagram and somebody likes all your pictures and you're single and you're interested, then you then go back and like his pictures? How does this work?
No, maybe I like accept his follow or I follow him back. So he knows that I've seen you.
You hear this, folks? This is Instagram dating.
And now you can send a message.
You just taught some people. Because let me tell you something. If I was single, I would be like, gross.
You'd be acting so ridiculous.
I would be so
ridiculous.
Ew. Yes, I would be so But, okay, let's say you out in an environment, like you're in a place.
Mm.
How do you, if someone is interested in you and we're single, how do they approach you today? Like, what do they just come offer you a drink? Do they come say hello? Like, what is flattering to you?
Something simple. Nothing rehearsed. Just, hey, how you doing? Can I get you a drink?
Okay, the opposite. What's not flattering?
Staring at me all night from across the room and not saying anything. Like, you expect me to come say something to you.
I saw on a podcast recently, I can't remember which one. It was a podcast for the men. And they said that a lot of times they are so afraid to walk up. So they stare for you to give them some type of, I'm interested. A head nod, a wink.
A smile. Okay.
And they keep staring.
I didn't even know people still wink.
Yeah, it was.
People wink.
Did I wink? I don't even know if my face moved. Not sure. But I thought it was so interesting to hear from a man's perspective that they are fearful for walking up until you give them some, like, I see you back.
Okay.
But I also think it's weird to just stare. Like, maybe give me a blink, too. Or like
I'm sorry. So are you okay?
I'm sorry. So I don't know if you're having a stroke over there or not. I might need
Somebody
to get you help.
He's not doing well.
But I just thought it was interesting to know, like, for the single girlies out there, the guys are nervous.
Yeah.
We got to give them a little, like, I'm here. Can you see me? Hey, how you doing?
There. Okay. So this week, are you laughing or crying about
curl.
about dating, about relationships?
I'm crying because I clearly don't know what's going on out there.
You're still winking.
I am still winking. I'm still looking for someone to wink. So if I lost my husband today, ooh, I'd be single for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Because I wouldn't understand. What about you? You laughing?
I'm laughing. I think, I mean, dating is fun. You know, getting to know people, for getting sure. to go out, being yeah. social, all those things. So for me, I think I would laugh.
All right. Okay. Cool.